Later this morning, Charles Chuck Washington will be welcomed as the newest member of the Riverside County Board of Supervisors, filling the 3rd District seat vacated by Jeff Stone after his election to the state Senate. Chuck Washington has long been well known in the 3rd District. He served on the city councils of both Murrieta and Temecula. He also served a stint as mayor of Temecula. Washington is by profession an airline pilot, and he's a military veteran. But the two most notable characteristics of Chuck Washington in the context of his appointment to the Riverside County Board of Supervisors is that he is the first African-American Riverside County supervisor, and he's the only Democrat among his 4 Republican colleagues, although it should be noted that Riverside County supervisors serve as nonpartisan elected officials. We asked a longtime watcher of Riverside County government, Paul Young, who is the Riverside County Bureau Chief for City News Service, to tell us about the new dynamic that Chuck Washington will add to the Riverside County Board of Supervisors. Paul Young says Washington is no stranger to the supervisors' chambers.
Yeah, Ken. I recall seeing Chuck on multiple occasions during the controversy surrounding the granite quarry that was planned just west of Temecula, and there was a lot of opposition to that. There was some support, but it paled in comparison to the opposition. And of course, Chuck was right up there with the opponents, speaking against the proposal and addressed the board several times. I recall kind of comically, on one occasion, he was actually working with his fellow councilman, Mike Nagar, in trying to negotiate a deal there on the floor of the Board of Supervisors back when the thing was pretty heated. Nothing came of that because the whole situation was eventually resolved by the Pechanga tribe purchasing the land on which the quarry was planned.
Now, so he's been up front and has raised his voice about issues. What was the reaction from the other 4 supervisors to his appointment to the seat that was held by Jeff Stone?
Well, I can tell you that Board Chairman Marion Ashley was ecstatic. He immediately responded with some glowing remarks about Chuck. Obviously, he's got a personal relationship, must know him for some time now, and was just absolutely thrilled that the governor had made the appointment, and in particular was thrilled about Chuck being the appointee. So it would appear that they're off to a really fine start, and I would imagine the other board members would be really happy to have Chuck on board so they can get some business accomplished.
Now, that even though Chuck Washington is a Democrat, he's the only Democrat on the Board of Supervisors, and the rest of them are Republicans, but still, that doesn't seem to matter much.
Huh? No, I don't think so. Most of these gentlemen handle the jobs, as far as I've been able to tell in my 8-plus years of covering the board, in a nonpartisan manner. I mean, they approach each issue, from the perspective of their district, how whatever it is on the front burner will affect their individual districts or be a benefit or a loss to the county as a whole. So, yeah, I don't think his being a Democrat is going to be a sticking point.
I know that the other supervisors were really hot to get their 5th member on the board because they've got a lot of work to do that they needed votes for. What's upcoming? What are the issues that Supervisor Washington's going to be dealing with right away?
Well, long-term issues, of course, remain the jail challenges. Public safety, of course, is a top issue for all of the board members. So I would imagine jail construction, really jail expansion, will be among the things he'll be scrutinizing pretty closely. The Wine Country plan, it is worth mentioning, that was formally implemented back just about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And there are still some unresolved things there. There are a lot of minor details that have yet to be ironed out, and they're going to be having further inquiries, I would imagine, over the next few years when it comes to certain plans, land use challenges, noise, pollution, and other things. So that will be among them. And, the hospital, Riverside County Regional Medical Center, of course, is still battling a lot of red ink. It's having a tough time going through a major transition, and I would imagine that he'll be addressing that with the other board members.
Mm. What happens this morning, Paul Young, when the supervisors meet for the first time with their new 5th member?
Well, they're going to be conducting a ceremonial swearing in. Mr. Washington will be taking his oath, I would imagine, right there in front of the podium. And, after that, there'll probably be some introductory remarks. Maybe he'll lay out what some of his, pressing concerns are for the 3rd District. We'll see how Chuck handles it.
So the new supervisor, after the ceremony swearing in, we'll get right down to work.
Yes, absolutely. He'll get right to it. They've got a long meeting. The Board of Supervisors has not met for the last, I believe, 3 weeks, so they've got quite an extensive agenda, and they're not going to waste any time delving into it, I would imagine.
Okay. Paul Young, the Riverside County Bureau Chief for City News Service, thanks for talking with us.
Absolutely. Glad to do it, Ken.